It is a cold Tuesday afternoon across New York and western New England. Daytime highs have been in the 20s to around 30. We're running about 10 degrees below normal for early March. And moving through the nighttime hours, we have a winter weather advisory in effect for most of our area as a round of snow and icing will move through the region during the night and early morning. Initially, it will be snow. As a warm front draws closer, there's enough cold air in place for snow to fall region-wide at the beginning of the event, and we're likely to see about 2 to 5 inches of snow accumulation before that transition to sleet and freezing rain later tonight. The greatest impact from icing will be from the capital region on south, where there might be as much as a tenth of an inch of ice accretion on top of that fresh snowpack later tonight. But even across the north country, there's the possibility of at least some trace amounts of icing late tonight into tomorrow morning. By and large, the precipitation will be over by tomorrow morning. However, we're still likely to have a lot of slippery travel across our area, so that will very likely slow things down for tomorrow morning's commute. And for tomorrow, we're largely precipitation-free. There might be a passing rain or snow shower through the day. We could even see a few breaks of sun primarily across the north country, maybe some areas of fog from the capital region on south. Temperatures, though, will be probably the biggest story tomorrow. After the slippery start, we're climbing up into the 30s to around 40, so that'll feel pretty good. And keep in mind that the normal high is right around 40 for the Albany area at this time of year. Then later Wednesday night into Thursday, we'll have that front stall to our south, and another disturbance will come in from the west. That brings the potential for some accumulating snow, primarily south of Albany, Wednesday night into Thursday. So that's something we'll keep a close eye on as we work through the next couple of days. But we're definitely going to trend colder for Thursday and Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, snow likely this evening, some icing possible late, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, some icing early, cloudy with sunny breaks developing, a passing rain or snow shower is possible, breezy and warmer, high 35 to 40. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Cloudy tonight, snow likely this evening, changing to an icy mix, low in the 20s. For tomorrow, some icing early, then variably cloudy with a passing rain or snow shower possible, breezy, high 35 to 40. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, snow likely this evening, changing to an icy mix, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, some icing early, then variably cloudy with a passing rain or snow shower possible, some areas of fog, breezy, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, snow likely this evening, changing to an icy mix, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, some icing early, variably cloudy, with a passing rain or snow shower possible, breezy with areas of fog, high 35 to 40. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow mainly south, high in the 20s, and on Friday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.